Weekend Breakfast
with Refilwe Mpakanyane
on 702 for the curious.
So this morning with our parenting expert and human potential expert, speaker, writer, Nikki Bush, she's proposing something that no doubt has raised a few eyebrows and asking the question, are 21st birthday parties still relevant today? Why do we do them and should we? Nikki?
Good morning.
Good morning. So I'm asking, and I'm sure many others out there are thinking, how dare you? I want my 21st birthday key where my parents handed over to me in front of everyone in the community and says, now, this is the beginning of the rest of your life. Roam free, my child, roam free. And you want to take that away from us?
I'm not necessarily proposing to take it away, but I'm saying maybe we should be re-looking at the issue because, and here's why I chose this topic this week. Last week was my niece's 18th birthday. Today is my son's 21st birthday. And if you think about it, by the age of 21, our children have already done it all. It's not as it used to be. And
absolutely.
18 is technically the new 21st.
Uh-huh.
Because at 18, you get your driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
At 18, you can legally buy alcohol.
Sure.
At 18, you can legally vote. And the age of majority in most countries is 18.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So why do we still celebrate 21st? It's I'm just posing a question because it's almost after the fact. It's after the horse has bolted, so to speak.
In every way.
They've had the key of the door for a very long time and they've been doing their own thing for a long time. So I was thinking about this from a couple of different perspectives. You know, why do we have 21st? And a lot of it is because it's just been done that way for so long. And I don't think we have stopped to think about why we do it. But let me speak from a mother's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So the soft mother's heart. So, you know, you produce this baby and obviously I'm looking at photographs of babies' births and things like that. And sometimes you think you can barely take care of yourself. And yet here you are holding your new baby. Someone up there must really believe in you.
Sure.
So, you know, when I think about 21st birthdays, from a mother's point of view, from a parent's point of view, and when I think about the messages I send my friends whose children have turned 21 in the past couple of weeks,
mm-hmm.
because they're lots of spring babies, you know, is congratulations on getting your child to this point.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Your child is almost still alive. You've got them to this point. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well done.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's face it, parenting is not for the faint-hearted, and it's full of highs and lows and trials and tribulations and celebrations.
Mm.
And the 21st birthday, in a way, is that moment where, as I said, at my eldest son's 21st, we are still your publisher, but you now become your own editor.
Oh, look at that.
Of your own life.
Yeah.
And for him, that was kind of a transition moment of, instead of handing over a key, so to speak, it's the responsibility of now editing your own life. We'll always be here for you, but you need to take responsibility for editing your own life.
Sure.
But there's another reason why I think we also throw parties, or 21st birthday parties, certainly for me. While it is to celebrate this human being who just by being born changed the world,
mm-hmm.
or your world at the very least,
sure.
I believe that 21sts are also a moment to thank those who've traveled with you in the raising of your child, because I really don't believe that we we raise children alone. It does take a village.
Yeah. Well, I guess your sort of traditional 21st, or at least the ones I've attended, will no doubt always include a lineup of speakers that ranges from your neighbor's neighbor's neighbor to that uncle that you've probably seen four times in your life, who will spend a lot of the program talking about how he raised you, instilled all these values in you. But yes, absolutely. It is, I think, definitely about thanking the village that has been there with you, helping you raise this child.
100%. So I guess the other issue is, how do we celebrate our children's 21st?
Sure.
And some of that is very much linked to, I guess, personal preference, personal taste, how deep are your pockets?
Mm-hmm.
Because parties are blooming expensive today. They really, really are. So I think we're living now in, obviously, a changed world, in a COVID world. And it's going to be interesting to see how the way we celebrate changes. And I was having a conversation the other day with a market researcher who does a lot of research into things like funerals and what people spend on funerals.
My goodness, yeah.
Weddings. And, you know, you think about how we've had to keep these things to 50 people. And then you start really thinking about who's really, really important in your life, because you can't have the hangers-oners. And will we see weddings and 21st, et cetera, becoming maybe smaller and more intimate? Maybe there's going to be a shift, a head shift and a heart shift, apart from the fact that, of course, money is a little more scarce. I think moving forward, we're going to have to husband our resources a little more tightly and be a little more aware of what we're spending.
Sure.
I think the nature of parties might be changing moving forward.
I'm keen to see if this pandemic will in fact change. And I almost want to say it might change the size of things, but because social media is also the performative aspect, or the performative nature of social media, you know, people would go to the doctor, have a scan, find out it's a girl, find out it's a boy. You call your mom in the parking lot and you say, "Hey, mom, I'm having a baby girl." But now we have reveal parties, and it's about the theatrics and the explosions and the blue smoke and the the pink smoke. And, you know, besides the scale growing, the risk is also growing, as you've seen with those fires started in the US, right? Those wildfires started in the US. But I think in many ways, social media almost encourages us to be quite showy in our marking of milestones. So I hear what you're saying, Nikki, but I wonder if it actually, you know, having all these platforms to frame your beautiful and amazing life and your gorgeously curated life might give more of an incentive to clutter the timeline with even more milestones and celebrations.
Yes, well, I think we can also see that with all those young people who've missed out on that milestone matric dance this year. And as you say, a lot of it is the lack of photographs on social media. So how are we going to create that moment? And we are going to see a host of parties towards the end of this year, possibly even private matric dances taking place, so that our kids get to have that little moment in the sun. Let's also just accept there is room for ritual in our lives. And whether it's 18th birthdays, matric dances, etc., it is part of ritual. And because we are not necessarily overly religious, we look at these other kinds of rituals to fill those gaps. And there is something we have to be awake to, though, and that is the power of marketing. So these gender reveal parties, for example, somebody was just very, very clever. And I saw my cousin in the States is having a baby, and she posted a video of her throwing a softball to her husband, and he hits it, or a baseball, and he hits it with a baseball bat, and all this blue smoke comes out of the ball as he hits it. It's a boy. And so, yes, the theatrics of it, you know, where's the surprise? Where is the surprise? You know everything before your baby's born. You've had the scans. You know the sex has a name, even a second name. there's no surprise at the end of that labor anymore. But we do these milestone things, I guess, to mark the passage of time. And certainly with these 18th and 21st birthdays, it is symbolic of acquiring more independence. And it should be, it's not necessarily, but it should be. And this is where we need to really be catching a wake up. A moment of taking on more responsibility and accountability for one's life.
Yeah.
Especially the transition. Mm. And I don't know how much really looking at that. Mm. This is the life stage that they're moving into of taking more responsibility, of spreading their wings, and spending more time away from family. And as mothers, we don't let our chickens go. We really don't. It's a big thing.
Absolutely. You know, and perhaps, Nikki, before we move into the review of a board game that you've got for us, perhaps it's an interesting time or a good time now to start sort of reframing or thinking differently about those, you know, what those 21st birthdays mean and what they symbolize, right? It's essentially signing a sort of new social contract where it's less linked to leaving the home for the first time. Because as you've said, by the time kids are 21 these days, not even kids, they're adults, they've pretty much done it all already, you know. Mm. So that key isn't to sort of, there you go, your chastity intact to go out into the world and make us proud. The landscape is very, very different. So maybe it's a different time to think about how we mark these milestones and add more meaning to life going forward.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sure. You know, meaning is really, really important. Meaning for your children, meaning for you. And yes, we have got our children to this point, but now the challenge is getting them to launch into the world. And we are suffering from a huge number of kids who are failing to launch.
Sure.
And that we can discuss at another time.
All right.
But maybe just think about the party, if there is going to be a party, as that transition moment, as opposed to an end, maybe it's a new beginning.
All right. Well, I like the fact that you've paired up this discussion with a board game called Game of Life. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's an interesting board game that's actually been around since, I think it's one of the longest running board games since the 60s.
Hmm.
And it's, and you can now get it in various versions, a bit of a Monopoly type game where you go around the board, there's a spinner, etc. But this one is really cool. So the original one I absolutely love. And you get to go through different life stages. So you go from school to tertiary. So it kind of starts with, do you want to do tertiary studies or do you want to go straight to work? So you're faced with life choices.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, at the whole aim of the game is to get to retirement with enough money.
Mm-hmm.
To retire.
Interesting.
So are you headed for wealth and fortune? You're going to pick a path of life, a path of action, unexpected surprises, etc. But you've got to spend your cash wisely. So they talk about things like, will you choose the longer path towards a high-paying job or choose trade right away?
Mm.
You get to choose, you not necessarily choose. Sometimes you land up on a square that says you got married. And there's a square where you have twins.
Mm.
And when I played this game with kids, it's hilarious because you acquire children and these little greens get into your car. You've got a car that goes around.
Sure.
And I remember a couple of games where these kids realize that when you have children, they cost money. Some of the comments were, can we sell them? Can we sell our children? Because they realized that these children were going to really cost them. And the other one was, can we throw them out the car? Can we leave them on the side of the road? It was hilarious because children really don't realize how much they cost us. And so this game, awesome. At the moment, you can get it all over the place. I've seen on Loot. .co.za is going for about 500 rand. As I say, there are a couple of versions. There's a pet version, there's a vocation version, and there's the original version. So just have a look at which version you want. But it really is good for fantastic conversation.
Listen, I think we are due to buy this particular game, and I'm looking forward to having those conversations sparked about just how much that little person costs and giving her a bit of a shock.
Yeah, you know what? It's great to do a budget with your kids and show them how much they cost you each year. And then there's a better appreciation. So this is from 8 years and up, and it's for 2 to 4 players. Go to loot.co.za and there you'll find it for about 500 rand.
Fantastic. Sounds like fun. Nikki Bush, we'll chat next week.
Lovely. Thanks, Rafiwe.